Hello, this is Chip Alexandru. In this episode, I discuss blockchain technology applied to loyalty programs and loyalty points with Animesh Ghosh, CEO and co-founder at Cornchain, a London-based startup. Blockchain technology is in short a ledger, like an electronic book, that cannot be modified or edited once an information is recorded and resides on multiple computers that enforce this immutability. Blockchain as a technology is relatively new. It was invented in 2008 by Satoshi Nakamoto and described in his Bitcoin white paper. Bitcoin was launched 1 year after. In 2015, Ethereum was created, and the innovation it brought was allowing software and rules to be written on top of blockchain. And with this, a vibrant community of applications was launched. The technology appears to move from the boom and bust cycle of cryptocurrencies up until 2008, to what many believe is the real potential of bringing trust and efficiency to many types of interactions with many participants. There are many interesting applications of blockchain, from peer-to-peer payments at scale, financial services with no or minimum fees built on the cryptocurrency's ability to store value and intermediate transactions, and smart contracts. Some, as Andreessen Horowitz venture capital firm, even believe that blockchain could be the foundation of a more fair, perhaps advertising-free internet. Going back to consumer loyalty, as Animesh mentions later, there were no major technology innovations beyond making the old loyalty programs digital. Cornchain hopes to change this and enable loyalty programs to be connected and bring more value to consumers. Let's listen to Animesh. We'll be back with my three takeaways on loyalty and blockchain. I'm talking to Animesh Ghosh, founder and CEO at Cornchain. Cornchain uses blockchain for marketing and loyalty. It enables loyalty programs that exchange points among brands, helps drive affiliate marketing, and issues gift cards. Cornchain takes part to the PwC UK Scale program, a program that aims to scale already proven startups. Animesh, thank you for joining. Please introduce yourself and Cornchain.
Hi, thank you. Delighted to be here. I'm the CEO of Cornchain. We founded this company in year 2018, and we did our first MVP in that year itself. Since then, we have been engaging with a lot of large businesses, recently SMEs as well, and journey has been so far very good. We have got a very strong team, and we have been working with companies in UK, UAE, and also in India. Our team is distributed across UK, India, and US. So UK is the main hub of our development, the blockchain technology we are all developing in the UK.
So let's start with discussing the challenges you observe today in the loyalty space. Where do you see the key pain points and opportunities for consumers and brands, merchants, respectively?
The first question, if we ask ourselves why loyalty is still important, so it's important because the customer want to talk about the brand, it's increase of the brand advocacy, then customer would stay with the brand if it's a good loyalty program and also will save to spend more on a loyalty program. But now what is happening recently is that there is a huge amount of other technological innovations going on, and everything we see and we want immediately. It's a new generational thought process coming out, which is instant gratification. But a loyalty technology or loyalty program hasn't grown that way. So it's still the old way of getting the points and then waiting for a long time to get something because reward value is very low. And also as a part of digitization, the companies came up with loads of loyalty programs. An average customer has about 15 of them. So it's too hard to track. So two particular reasons that too hard to track and it's a low value, it takes a long time, is actually causing apathy to the customer. And customer apathy means the business cannot capture data, and that is negatively impacting the loyalty program and causing failure to the program. And as a result, some businesses also are going to more expensive options like cashback, but then that is expensive and also that does not drive loyalty points. So Cornchain is coming in to solve this inertia or bring life into this loyalty marketing and remove inefficiencies so that customer can have loyalty points and they can use them very easily from one app. They can see all the points in one app, and also they can consolidate the points and redeem for higher values.
Let's start from the other direction, from the technology. So moving on to blockchain. Blockchain is a relatively new technology that already went through a boom and bust cycle in 2017, 2018. But today, there are many who believe that after the blockchain winter in 2019, we are now approaching the spring and the promise of blockchain as technology will be realized. What does the blockchain and decentralization bring to loyalty?
Chip, to what you just said is absolutely correct. So when the technology came up, it was all about the hype of cryptocurrencies. And cryptocurrency was able to benefit a lot of people. Some people made a lot of money. But if you think cryptocurrency architecture is not usable for business as such, because cryptocurrency has its own risk. Now, what we are talking about for the blockchain technology, that is more about distributed ledger in architecture. So blockchain has got cryptocurrency, that's architecture, that's for all those crypto like Bitcoins, Ethereum, we talk about those things. And the other part is the business blockchain, which is a network of distributed ledgers. So we work in that space where we connect businesses and we implement a process that will encompass multiple businesses. People would remember that there was BPM during last 10, 20 years was very popular, where business process management software was integrating various business units. In the blockchain world, we would integrate business by a single process. That means that business needs to connect, that data needs to be connected with this process. And we have to make sure that data is, if the data changes in one business, this must change in the other business. So that will make sure the consistency of the process. So that is the new form of blockchain that's going to be used in the industry, not crypto architecture.
So now moving on to Quarnchain, what specific problem does it solve and how does it work for brands, merchants, and consumers?
The loyalty industry particularly has three problems as such, is that they are not able to give customer the redemption options enough. So customer collect loyalty points, and that takes a long time to make it meaningful for them because that's a very low redemption option, less amount of redemption option. And then the personalization part. A loyalty program cannot capture all the data required for personalization. If you compare with Amazon sells everything A to Z. So they have all sort of data about customers. But a business of its own, which is not Amazon, selling only part of the product's range, cannot get that amount of data. So their personalization is poor. They cannot reach to the point where Amazon can. On top of that, because they cannot capture data, and so the gamification part or engagement with the customer, where you send customer right events, right message at the right time, that is also missing. Those are the problems facing, and our technology will solve all of them.
Can you explain a bit, perhaps, for each participant, how they take part? What do they need to do in order to participate in this loyalty exchange or loyalty marketplace?
For the large businesses who has a loyalty program, our solution is about giving them an access to a network of business. If they have a loyalty program and they have a loyalty currency, let's take an example. Say Avios, because we have been working with them in the Hanga program. If Avios is connected with our network, then Avios can be redeemed in any participant in our network. Other way around, if a coffee shop is in our network and you are buying coffee daily and you want to save for the holiday, and at the end of the year, you want to convert all your coffee rewards to Avios, our app can do that automatically. And that is hugely being appreciated by the airline industry and the frequent flyer program, because getting something from the daily life and making a reward over the period of time, that's something people appreciate. So that's one part, is the revenue and the customer acquisition part we're talking about. But then the other part is that when all those transactions happens, customer, convert loyalty points from one program to other programs, these businesses who are joining our network can also get data they can use for intelligence. We are also applying our machine learning algorithm on top of that, particularly classification and clustering of different types of customer, which would be very useful for these businesses for personalization. two key things at the redemptions and personalization. These are the two things where loyalty program is lacking. Our solution actually addressing those two key things for the big loyalty programs.
So where are you in the deployment journey today?
We have got a huge demand at this moment, but things got paused a bit because of this COVID situation. But I will talk about what we are doing. A major job we did, part of the Hangar program, where Avios is one of the popular currency in UK. They wanted to increase the efficiency of the reward program. So we created a network between them and their partners where some of the things, for example, could be dramatically improved when this thing goes live. Avios loyalty points issue takes anywhere between 2 days to 120 days. With our technology, customer can get the Avios points real time. There is an opportunity of cost savings in terms of reconciliations, because they have loads of partners and those partners send them flat files after a points issue, and that take them a lot of time, between 30 to 60 days. With the blockchain technology, we are using distributed ledger. So each partner would have the real-time view of the transactions. So there is no need for reconciliation at all. The third one I would like to mention is about partner onboarding. Of course, if somebody wants to create this sort of network, they have a lead time. For example, most of the airline they take about 6 months to onboard a partner. With our technology, again, that can be up in a 5 days time, a partner can go live. We have some kind of partners with us, SME businesses. Those partners can even be onboarded in 15 minutes. And then the other one we are very confident that will go live this year is about one of the government in UAE using our network to promote the local business. So, for example, they have got hundreds and thousands of businesses based out of that country. Government want to give incentive to consumer if they spend money in the local business. So basically, reward points are given to the consumer by the government. So that way, the local business will be promoted. And then the consumer would be able to consolidate those points and use them for the higher value purchase, for example, in an airline endorsed by that country, is to support the local economy. We are working with a paint manufacturer in India, where the paint manufacturer want to track and trace the paint cans and also want to reward the end user or the consumers. So our consumer mobile app has a mobile, QR scanner. And so when a consumer buy those paints, they will get the reward. And at the same time, the manufacturer will be able to track those consumers' activity and it will be able to send promotions and offers and deals. So these are the three main use cases we have been working, but our other work stream is that onboard a huge number of smaller businesses in the network so that people can get rewards from their daily life expenses, for example, pizza shop, haircut, coffee, and then we'd be able to consolidate for higher value redemptions, for example, holiday flights and bigger purchase from the retailer. So their objective is to make the loyalty points as liquid as money so that the network can consolidate the points and consumer will use them for multiple businesses.
Animesh, so how do companies work with the Corn Chain? How does an implementation look like?
There are two types of implementation. So one is if they have a loyalty program and they want to join our network and make their reward points redeemable in our network, and also points from our network redeemable in them. So that is a simple integration that should not take more than a couple of weeks. That is maximum. The other one is they can use our technology. For example, the work we are doing for Avios, you are actually creating your own network by using our technology. That is the time we are supplying you the network. You then ask your partners to get onboarded into our network. So let's say you want to create a network and you have 100 partners you thought about, they will join in your network so that you will collaborate and the points could be redeemable between these businesses. So what you have to do, you have to acquire our network platform. Then you have to ask each of the partners to connect with that. And each connection with those partners would take about a week. That would be API integration. If they do parallelly, then it can be, you know, in a best case scenario, it could be, you know, in a couple of weeks, all 100 partners can be integrated. It's about how quickly these partners get integrated. That will depend on the project timeline. Essentially, they would have our platform and very easily connect with their partners.
Animesh, as we are reaching the end, the final question. What do you think is the potential of blockchain in general for business applications?
For businesses that wants to improve processes that encompasses multiple business units in multiple distributed business units, that would hugely benefit from blockchain, particularly international payments. They are using blockchain technology for some time and could reduce the remittance fee drastically. Then there are logistics businesses, because in a logistics scenario, multiple businesses are working together to track and trace the products, starting from the manufacturer to the consumer. And that intelligence is very useful for the entire ecosystem. There are a lot of implementation happening and will happen. And the other one is particularly in this marketing industry, where there is a need for sharing the data securely between businesses and getting intelligence out of customer activity using loyalty, gift card, and affiliate marketing. We are actually working in that segment. That has also got huge potential there.
Animesh, thank you very much for the time.
Thank you.
Let's wrap it up with my three takeaways on blockchain and loyalty. Number one, today there are many who believe that after the blockchain winter in 2019, when following the bust of cryptocurrencies, the interest in blockchain dramatically declined. We are now in the blockchain spring and its promise of technology will be realized. Number two, Coinchain loyalty application of blockchain is promising in a space with little innovation. It could support the development of creating partnerships among brands, unlock the real value of the loyalty points, and potentially create a second life and excitement around these programs that in today's form seem to resonate less and less with consumers. Number three, blockchain has the opportunity to power the interactions of decentralized organizations, like a social network belonging to its member and being governed by the initial smart contract that initiated, or financial transactions without intermediaries or consumers fully in control of their loyalty benefits and how they want to spend them.